Blog Talk Radio.
A Monday warrior, mean, mean stride. Today's Tom Sawyer, mean, mean pride.
Good afternoon on the East Coast, good morning on the West Coast, and a great day to you wherever and whenever you may be listening. My name is Jason Dias, broadcasting live from the studio of eloquenceonline.net in beautiful, sunny New Braunfels, Texas, Republic thereof. And a long, long walk, but a short flight on the Millennium Falcon up to Charleston, South Carolina. His name is Dr. Troy Hall. Hey, Dr. Troy.
Hey, how's it going there, Jason? Everything going good for you today?
Everything is going great. You're listening to Power Performance, brought to you in part by XDI, xraydeltaindia.com. Hey, we all have to send out those statements and letters. You want them to be accurate, you want them to be elegant, and you want them to be efficient. Check out our friends at Express Data Incorporated, xdi.com. And don't forget about the 2017 Chili Challenge this summer. You can go with all the benefits of a credit union conference and come home with a check for $5,000 to donate to the charity of your choice. Well, Dr. Troy, we've been talking about results all year. We love celebrating results on the show. And Eloquent Online just actually won an award as a place that nobody wants to work. That nobody wants to work at. Okay. Jeez. Dr. Troy, that guy has one job on this show. That knucklehead has one thing he's supposed to do and can't even get it right. Pathetic.
Well, you know, Jason, there is a little process here and a little thought process that leaders have an opportunity to engage their employees to the organization, which in turn allows those employees to engage with the consumers or the individuals that they're providing their products and services for. I might suggest that maybe you listen very closely to our guests today, because they may give you some insight how to be one of those best places to work, because they know how to engage their employees.
Wow. They must, because they were recently selected as a best place to work by a bunch of periodicals and newspapers and credit union trade associations and things like that. Very, very well known to us is Dr. David Tia, who's been a guest host on the show, but we're also going to get to know that the CEO is with us. He's actually joining us from a NAFTA event down in Miami. Alan has got a very, very impressive credit union resume, and they're doing their very, very best to leave the audience wanting more down where they do business, because after all, that is the power of performance, Dr. Troy, when you leave the audience wanting more.
Absolutely, it sure is, because if your brand were a band, haha, what would that sound like?
It would sound really, really good. Hey, folks, you don't need an MBA to know that happy employees equal happy members, customers, and clients. Results matter. We love celebrating them. We're going to go down to Florida, and we're going to do it all right after this. I knock on wood every time I connect through Blog Talk Radio, because sometimes what I hear is not what everybody else is hearing. But that's a great, great bump. And I believe it's also the favorite band of one of our guests today. But we're welcoming to the show Alan Prindle. He is the CEO of Power Financial Credit Union, and Dr. David Tia. Welcome, gentlemen.
Thank you. Pleasure to be here.
Thank you.
Good to have you all on. Yep. All right. And since people can't see folks on the radio, I'll be asking the questions to Alan, and Troy will be asking the questions to Dr. David. But Alan, tell us about, for people who don't know a lot about Power Financial Credit Union, tell us about the credit union.
Power Financial was started in 1951, so 66 years of history, long legacy of serving large companies originally, and it kind of is just a an aggregation of several credit unions through the years that merged together. So some of the large employers you may know way back in the day was Pan Am Airlines, National Airlines, Homestead Air Force Base, Florida Power and Light, and most recently we merged in Ryder, the large logistics company, Fortune 500 logistics company. And now we're community, serving about 12 counties in the state of Florida.
Really cool, really cool.
And Alan, before I go to David, I do want to ask you, tell us about the messaging of your credit union. Tell us just quickly, like, you know, what is the tagline? What is that? How does all of that feed into your organization? What's a little bit about those core values that you have? Just chat very briefly about that.
Sure. We're very family focused, so that's been much of the core values and beliefs of that's helped us grow and develop through the years. We talk to our members about we hear you, we respect you, we listen to you. And we are their trusted advisors. So we've been working on that for many years, and we treat our members as well as our employees like family. So any difficult decision we have, we kind of put it in the context of what would family do, and we try to make the best decisions based on that overriding principle.
Great. And Dr. David, how that then translates to your employees and whether you define them as being happy or satisfied, or probably more appropriately today, talking about them being engaged employees, how does all of that work for you?
Well, you know, over the years, we've learned a tremendous amount. I think our team, you know, we started off, you know, if we're going to measure, or we're going to say that we want to increase employee engagement, how do we measure that? And the credit union for a number of years has been looking at employee satisfaction, leveraging a survey methodology to be able to measure and monitor, you know, exactly how engaged and satisfied our employees are. And through this process of just continuous improvement within the organization and continuing to focus on the employees themselves, and just as you mentioned previous to the call about focusing on our employees who then will focus on our members, we've seen a tremendous lift in our employee engagement. It's increased by over 20% over the last couple of years, and I think that's reflective in some of the things that we get from these awards where people come in and they do surveys and employees have to talk about the credit union and answer a slew of different questions, and we've been recognized for these efforts by the South Florida Business Journal, by the Credit Union Journal, by the Sun Sentinel with over 400,000 subscribers. So not just industry rags, but also local and regional newspapers as well. So we're very proud of that. And then recently, we also had another recognition of being a top 50 credit union in the United States as ranked by Standard & Poor's. And so, again, how does that translate to our members? Because, again, we want to talk about all the stakeholders, not just our employees, but also the credit union itself, board of directors, also the membership, of course, and that relates to seeing a lift of 50% in loans per household for our membership, seeing our loan growth go from $290 million to over $432 million. And I can go on and on and on, but obviously stemming from Alan as the godfather, if you would, of the organization, we have a lot of fun, and it is a very family environment where, you know, to Alan's point, the test really is that how you would treat family? Is that what family would do? And we try to live each and every day by that bar.
That's awesome. Let me ask you, Alan, because you're not just the president of the credit union, you're also an employee. What are some of the things about the culture that you like? What are some things that make you want to get up and come to work and think of if you were the employee and not just the president?
Well, I think to build on what David said, we have fun, we work hard, and we play hard. And much along the theme of your show with results, you know, happy employees doesn't necessarily, you know, make happy members, but ultimately it's the results that they get. So we like to celebrate together. We treat as family, but we also celebrate the wins together. And as well as if we're very open and transparent with much of our business and our strategies, and we have staff meetings, and I'm always up at the front of the room saying, listen, we're going to try this strategy. We're not perfect. We might make a mistake, but let's all work on this together. So we celebrate wins together, and if we have a failure, or not a failure, but make a bad decision, we kind of take that all as a group together and And if it's not a hole in the bottom of the boat, it's the side of the boat, hey, no big deal, we move on. So a lot of it is just an environment where you know you can try things, test things, and succeed together. And if it's if you make a mistake, hey, everybody's there to help lift you up, pick you up. And as long as you fall forward, everybody's cool. You know, that's really what I like.
Yeah, it sounds great. And so, Alan, let me ask you this: what can they look forward to this summer for the rest of 2017?
Well, we have in the pipeline some additional technologies, bringing P2P online, rolling out a product called Rate Reset, which is a pretty neat product for our members to modify or change the terms of their loans, very self-service wise. So those are some of the things coming down the pike. We're always working on technology as much as we can, trying to get the friction out of that process and to make the journey as pleasurable as possible for our members. And then ultimately, we're preparing for a core processor conversion in 2018. So that's a big mission that we're all working together as a team, organization-wide. So as you probably have talked a lot about conversions in the future, in the past, and much of the team, the conversion team that's involved directly is great, but part of our kickoff meeting is, listen, we're all in this together. So even if you're not on the conversion team, you're part of a team that's supporting the conversion team. So again,
right,
it's all
right.
As a family, as a group, we're all going to go through this together and prepare for what can be a very daunting task. But again, we'll celebrate when it's all done at the end, all together for our hard work.
I'll tell you what, when we were getting the show put together, Dr. David mentioned to me that you liked the Mighty Boss Tones, and so I went out and grabbed that clip real fast, and I noticed in your bio that you're from, I think you went to school in Massachusetts. Both my parents were born in Fall River, Massachusetts, and so I do like that kind of Irish rock and stuff like that. So final question for you, Dr. David, I didn't know about the conversion. That is what we would call in music parlance, a big transition, a moment of transition. And, you know, you talk about thinking of it as a family. It's a great thing to think of that culture in a family sense. Here on the show, we look at it as like a great live performance where, Alan, you're the conductor and you've got all these different parts of the orchestra and they've got to make this transition, this conversion at exactly the same time. And I know, Dr. David, you're kind of a nerd about stuff like this. You love challenges like this. So what are you looking forward to in getting ready for the big conversion?
Finishing it.
Very good. Yeah. I know.
Yeah. You know,
that's
in all honesty, you know, when I first joined the credit union a number of years ago, Alan was giving a presentation in one of the monthly staff meetings they mentioned just a few minutes ago, and he was mentioning that, you know, the name on the front of the jersey is more important than the name on the back of the jersey. And as a college athlete myself, but also he played college hockey, you know, we kind of understand what that means. And just working with the team together on designing these new workflows, being innovative and creative in our approach, having a member-centered approach in our workflow design, I think is something that I look forward to. I've not been through a core conversion before in the past, so there'll be a tremendous amount of learning, and luckily we have a number of people on our team that have been through core conversions here a number of years ago and then other credit unions as well. So again, I just look forward to having that that team environment and really just working on creating a pretty awesome experience for both our employees and our membership going forward.
Well, David, let me tell you this for sure. From one doctor to the next, the core conversion will be the easiest thing you've ever done in your life. I mean, it's just a piece of cake. I mean, it's really nothing. I mean, you're only touching every major data point that you could possibly interact with. If you ever thought of anything that you could do to screw stuff up, it would be your data conversion. So, but it's easy. It's easy.
Easy.
Piece of cake. You'll do fine. Yeah, it's great. Yeah.
Don't even worry about it.
That's an inspiring message there, Dr. Troy. I appreciate that.
Hey, no problem. I told you, we have to stick together. Listen, we've been Facebook friends for a long time here. So, yeah, we're going to stick together
here. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, well, if that's the case, then you're probably the one person in the credit union land who can actually tell us just how many cruises Dr. Troy has been on in the last 2 years. That's awesome. Hey, his name is Alan Prindle. He's the CEO of Power Financial. His name is Dr. David Tuyo, and you guys are doing a great job. When people say, hey, we want to get up and we want to come to work, instead of saying, I have to go to work, that is going to bleed into every element of your culture, including the conversion. On behalf of Dr. Troy and myself, we want to wish you the absolute best. Thank you so much for joining us. We'll talk to you both very soon.
Thank you.
All right. Take care. Great job. Great job. And we have final thoughts with Dr. Troy, and we'll do it all right after this.
Man, when I'm listening to The Power of Performance, I just can't decide who's hotter, Jason or Troy.
Power Performance, where the talk is hot, but the hosts are
sizzling hot. I mean, scalding right now.
So hot.
That's
final
how hot.
Final thoughts,
Dr.
Troy.
Well, the final thought I have has to do with becoming a best places to work. And one of the important things for everyone to know is that you cannot achieve a best place to work without the employees feeling that it is a best place to work. Because management, leadership, board, they don't fill out any questionnaires to pump themselves up and to be able to say, this is what we do, look how wonderful we are. It's the employees who beat their chest and say, this is a best place to work. And why it is a best place to work is because of, and then they'll fill in the blank with a number of things. Listening to what we heard today, what we know is that when you treat your employees like family, then you have an opportunity to move to this level because it's the relationship. We generally, in all businesses, will see themselves as a consumer-centric company. Everything they do has to be for the consumer. It has to be for the individual that they're providing the product and services for. And when they can focus, when organizations, when leaders can actually focus to the point where they are treating the employees like they are truly the best asset of that organization, they will see magnanimous results. This is not ROI qualified material. This isn't translated to specific quantifiable data. This is the opportunity of leadership to motivate, influence, and enable others to do things that they may not be able to do themselves. And if they do that job well, the others will carry on when the leader is not there. That is how you develop engaged employees, and that is how it translates to having members or consumers or clients engaged with your organization.
That's absolutely right. My name is Jason Dice, broadcasting live from the Studio of EloquenceOnline.net. His name is Dr. Troy Hall from the holy city of Charleston, South Carolina, where even when it rains,
that sun is outshining like you would not believe.
Until next week, we'll talk to you all next week. Take care.